with me, Tanban Swaim. Outspoken, fiery, controversial. Words to describe writer Han Soo-yeon, best known for her autobiographical love story, A Many Splendid Things. Born in Peking in 1917 of a Chinese father and a Belgian mother, Han Soo-yeon has told of the turbulence of her life in a series of autobiographical memoirs. Trained as a doctor, Han Soo-yeon gave up the practice of medicine in the mid-60s to write full-time. She now lives in Lausanne, Switzerland.
This is the place where I pay my taxes. It is very nice to be in Lausanne because practically everybody I know, including Richard Burton, Simenon, Isaac Bashevis-Singer, everybody I know, sooner or later, is found to be living there.
But four times a week, there are flights from Geneva to China.
I just jump on a plane and go to Peking. And let me also say that Switzerland was the first country in the West to recognize China officially. And let me also say that I get three newspapers from China every day.
While she visits China regularly, Han Soo-yeon says there are economic reasons for living abroad.
If I lived in Peking, I wouldn't be able to get my royalties. I wouldn't be able to live.
Once a supporter of Chiang Kai-shek, Han Soo-yeon was not welcome in China after the communist takeover. Allowed to return in 1956, she enthusiastically embraced Premier Chou Enlai and became a spokesperson for the Chinese point of view.
It was, shall I say, the wish of Prime Minister Zhou Enlai that there should be a voice abroad when every door was closed on China. And now it's an open secret that I was, in a way, in a small way, that voice.
Han Soo-yeon's novel, The Enchantress, traces the odyssey of a Swiss brother and sister to the Orient of the 18th century, where they worked on clocks and robots for the Mandarins and were caught up in a siege of an ancient Thai city by the Burmese. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Writer Han Soo-yeon says she loves to entertain herself, and she describes as great entertainment the research she did for her novel, The Enchantress. Living in Switzerland as she does, it's understandable that Han Soo-yeon became interested in clocks and mechanical objects, key elements in her novel.
6,000 years ago, the Egyptians started creating animated statues, and we still see them in the museums. And then we went on and on until we reached the 18th century, and we had the first androids. And now what are we doing? Aren't we trying to create man?
Han Soo-yeon opens her novel, The Enchantress, in 18th century Switzerland, where a brother and sister are trained to work on clocks and robots and eventually sail to the Orient.
Historically, it was quite true that in the 18th century, Swiss young people were being sent to China to wind up the watches and clocks and the automata of the Chinese emperor.
Strangely, says Han Soo-yeon, the significance of those mechanical objects was not understood.
Here were the automata and the clocks being brought for the amusement of the Mandarin class and the emperor of China. And they never, never found out that this was the beginning of the Industrial Revolution. They didn't see it. They saw it, them as toys.
Much of Han Soo-yeon's novel takes place in the ancient Thai city of Ayutthaya, conquered and all but destroyed by the Burmese.
It was a great city. For 400 years, it was the Venice of the Orient. It was the center of the world.
Writer Han Soo-yeon, author of more than 15 books, among them, A Many Splendid Things. Her latest is The Enchantress, a poetic and magical historical adventure set in 18th century Europe and Asia. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.